This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Welcome to the St. Louis Jewish Light, read by Terry Reitzel. Rising Jewish singer-songwriter takes baton at Sher Emeth by Kayla Steinberg. Lucy Greenbaum was always told she should become a cantor. Before high school, music was just her side gig. She sang at open mics and coffee houses, never taking her performances too seriously. But Greenbaum's cantor urged her to participate in the song leading program at Kutz Camp, a Union for Reform Judaism leadership camp in New York for high school students. She didn't expect to fall in love with Jewish music. But a few short years after her time at Kutz, Greenbaum had led Washington University's Jewish a cappella group, released her debut album, and in June accepted her first postgraduate job as Congregation Sher Emeth's Music and Youth Engagement Coordinator, a position designed just for her. Greenbaum's singing will make you smile. Her spiritual lyrics are backed with guitar strumming and a bit of percussion, bound together with her cheerful voice. She's already been a huge hit at Sher Emeth. People of all ages love joining Greenbaum in singing. "She's a really inviting worship leader," Sher Emeth Rabbi Andrea Goldstein said. "Greenbaum can inspire people in a worship setting through the beauty of her voice and the openness with which she leads." A native of Phoenix, Greenbaum, 22, has experience with song leading. During her junior year at Wash U, she was the music director of Shtam, the university's Jewish a cappella group. She planned rehearsals, led warm-ups, and readied the group for performances. As a senior, she continued her leadership in the group, serving as its tour coordinator, a role she had shared with other Shtam members during her sophomore and junior years. Greenbaum, who graduated in May, said she's thrilled to stay in St. Louis and join Sher Emeth's team. The congregation keeps her busy. She mentors middle school children in song leading after Sunday school, leads the music at Sher Emeth's midweek and Sunday religious school programs, and plays music for Tater Tot Shabbat, a program for kids through age 5. She also is the youth group advisor for children in grades 4 through 12 and helps with Nifty. Greenbaum, a Nifty alumna, will put together Nifty's lounge night, a teen hangout once or twice a month, and work to coordinate its Missouri Valley Fall Chavrura, a program uniting Missouri Valley high schoolers at Sher Emeth in November. Greenbaum joins Goldstein in Prayer Lab, an alternative service run jointly through the Jewish Mindfulness Center of St. Louis and Sher Emeth. The monthly musical service was Greenbaum's idea, and she coordinates it with fellow musicians. And she does a bit of Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick alongside Sher Emeth's rabbis. She recalled a powerful moment in a hospital's neonatal intensive care unit when she sang Mishaberach, the Jewish prayer for healing, for two premature babies who ultimately thrived. But right now, the synagogue is wrapped up in Camp Emeth, an 8-week summer camp for children in grades K through 8. Greenbaum spends her summer days working with Camp Emeth's mostly high school age counselors and singing with the kids. "I just want them to find their community at this camp and know that people they are spending their summer singing next to are the people that they can probably count on for a long time," she said. Greenbaum is a Camp Emeth veteran. She was the music specialist there last summer. Throughout her senior year at Wash U, Greenbaum interned for the synagogue and loved it. The feeling was mutual. Sher Emeth's staff was grateful to have Greenbaum and wanted to keep her. "Lucy brings a joy to everyone, and when Lucy presents and sings, people are in awe," said Rosalie Stein, Sher Emeth's executive director. "She has the presence and musical capability of bringing everyone together. It's amazing for Sher Emeth, and it's amazing for the community that she stayed here." It's no wonder Sher Emeth wanted Greenbaum to work for them. She is a rising Jewish music star. Her 2017 debut, the EP Sing Your Strength, recorded with Kosher Style Records in Los Angeles, is positive, inviting, and inspiring. The album, available through streaming services including Apple Music and Spotify, features four upbeat tracks: Adonai Tzvatai, Micha Mocha, Lecha Dodi, and Shalom Rav. Each song has a different story. Adonai Tzvatai was born from frustration and anger. Greenbaum had gone to a protest in February 2017 over President Donald Trump's executive order barring nationals of seven mostly Muslim countries from entering the United States. Excited that her voice was heard in the throng, Greenbaum started humming a melody and searched for a prayer to pair with it. The phrase Adonai Tzvatai Tiftach, God, open my lips, from Psalm 51, matched her feelings, and the song flowed from there. Shalom Rav, abundant peace, came from a feeling of conflict and uncertainty. Greenbaum had just transferred to WashU for her sophomore year and felt out of place. The words, part of the Amidah's final blessing, brought her solace during this time of unease. Greenbaum, who writes in English and Hebrew, often uses Hebrew prayers as her inspiration. "I find a lot of comfort in writing a new melody to traditional words," she said. Greenbaum poured her emotions into her latest track, Dan Nichols' Latakain, to repair. Upset by the Senate confirmation hearings in October that elevated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Greenbaum channeled her anger into lyrics and melodies, putting her own spin on the song. "It stemmed from my feeling of frustration with the world and the government," Greenbaum said. Latakain has brought Greenbaum success. She won the Jewish Star singing competition with it. Apprehensive about applying to the American Idol-like competition, run through nonprofit radio station Jewish Rock Radio, Greenbaum ultimately submitted the song. The public voted her one of the competition's seven winners, and Greenbaum's prize was to record it, which she did in February. She joined her fellow winners in St. Louis for Songleader Boot Camp, a Jewish music conference headed by Jewish rock musician Rick Recht. Jewish songleaders and aspiring songleaders from across the country convene annually in February at the St. Louis Jewish Community Center to learn about songleading and share Jewish music. Greenbaum has attended multiple songleader boot camps and performed there. Greenbaum is close with Recht. She joined him on Jewish Rock Radio, a station he founded that plays Jewish and Israeli music all day. The station features sessions with artists like Greenbaum, who was interviewed for its Emerging Artists podcasts. Her songs are played during the Jewish Women Rock Hour, aired once or twice a week. She also accompanied Rec in some of his Jewish Rock Radio Live Across America concerts, where Jewish musicians from different cities record concerts together and post them online. Greenbaum hopes her new job will help her achieve her personal mission, bringing hope and healing through music. "Jewish music is more than music. It's more than Judaism," she said. "It's a way for people to connect with their spirituality in a way that is both vulnerable and powerful." 36 and Under highlights interesting Jews aged 36 and under who either are currently living in St. Louis or have spent a significant amount of time here. If you want to recommend someone for this intermittent feature, email eberger@thejewishlight.com. Epstein will sell building to Miriam Foundation, move to a new location in U-City, by Eric Berger. H.F. Epstein Hebrew Academy, a modern Orthodox Jewish day school, has reached an agreement to sell its property in Olivet to the Miriam Foundation, which will use the building for a high school for students with special needs. Epstein plans to purchase a smaller building in University City that was designed in the 1950s to serve as an elementary school, but for decades has been occupied by UCP Heartland, a nonprofit that provides programs for people living with a spectrum of disabilities. The planned move comes after the Miriam Foundation reached an agreement with Congregation Sher Emeth to purchase the former B'nai El property, which Sher Emeth now owns. However, that deal could not be completed because the trustees of the Village of Westwood, one of the two municipalities in which the property was located, did not approve its rezoning. These new deals have not been finalized, but the parties expect to close in late September or early October. The leaders of the schools declined to provide information on how much the properties were bought and sold for. Andrew Thorpe, executive director of the Miriam Foundation, said the Epstein property, located at 1138 North Warson Road, fits our classrooms perfectly. The great part about it is there is actually a municipality that is welcoming us. Zoning should not be an issue for us as we move forward, as it's already a school. Thorpe also mentioned the building's location next to the Danforth Plant Science Center. In addition, he pointed out, the St. Louis County Economic Development Partnership's plan is to build trails and pedestrian paths in the area. With a smaller student body, Epstein, an early childhood elementary and middle school, no longer needed the 8-acre property. Its current building is about 70,000 square feet. The new building at 8645 Old Bonham Road is about 21,000 square feet, according to Max Gornish, Epstein president. Epstein plans to merge with Yeshivat Kadima High School, also a modern Orthodox institution, when the academic year begins in late summer. The new school will have about 90 students, but leaders hope to increase that number, Gornish said. School enrollment could triple in size and still fit into the new property, he added. The hope is for both schools to move into the new building in January 2020. Each school plans to invest in renovations in its new home. Epstein plans to renovate the bathrooms, replace some flooring, and paint the school, and would eventually like to build a standalone gymnasium on the property, Gornish said. Thorpe, of Miriam, said the Epstein building needs roof renovations, for which school officials plan to launch a fundraising campaign. The foundation would like to expand the school from 55 students to 120 and hopes to move from its current home inside Parkway United Church of Christ in Town Country to the new space at the start of the 2020-2021 academic year. Asked whether the purchase of the Epstein property feels like the backup option following the disappointment around the B'nai El deal, Thorpe said, "Actually, we're a little relieved, frankly. We would have had to live under restrictions about how we would operate our program in the village of Westwood and really be limited on the hours in which we could operate. This gives us a whole lot more flexibility." News and Schmooze by editor Ellen Futterman. Summer memories, protest trip, podcasts, and more. Cool memories of summer. As a little girl in the late 1960s, no time of year was better than summer. It wasn't just being out of school and going to sleepaway camp, both of which I adored, but also the good humor truck circling our neighborhood with its familiar jingle and strawberry shortcake ice cream bars, playing with friends after dinner because it stayed light until late, and enjoying my most favorite invention at the time, air conditioning. Our home had bedroom units that rumbled throughout the night. I'm not sure how any of us slept. Nevertheless, I can remember shoving my pillow in front of the unit before bedtime so that it would be freezing cold when I put my head down to sleep. In retrospect, I suppose it was a strange thing to do, but it's as vivid a memory as getting up for the first time on water skis, or being chosen as Blue Team Color War Captain at Raquette Lake Girls Camp in the Adirondacks. My point is that summer is the season for memories, be it at camp or on a family vacation or a night out at Ted Drew's or the Muni. The Jewish Light would like you to share a summer memory through words and pictures so that we in turn can share them with readers in the coming weeks. Please send a picture electronically and write a caption, no more than 150 words, depicting a 2019 summer happening or event that is likely to become a fond memory for you and/or your family. Be sure to include your name, municipality, Creve-Coeur, Baldwin, Clayton, St. Louis City, etc., daytime phone number, so we can reach you if necessary, and the names of everyone in the picture in the order that they appear. Send them to news@thejewishlight.com and write summer memory in the subject field. And just so you know, we welcome pictures of kids shoving their pillow in front of an air conditioning unit so that it will be freezing cold when they go to sleep. Social Justice Trip. The National Council of Jewish Women St. Louis and the Heartland for Human Justice Coalition are planning a bus trip to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to protest the opening of the newest detention center and participate in an interfaith vigil in remembrance of the children who have died while in detention. The bus will leave from St. Louis the morning of Wednesday, July 31st, and return late on Thursday, August 1st. Immigration and supporting new Americans is a focus for NCJW-STL. The Heartland for Human Justice Coalition formed as a result of the recent announcements concerning mass deportations, as well as the treatment of children in detention centers, family separation, and anything that causes undue harm and trauma to those who enter this country. Other organizations included in the coalition are Women's Voices Raised for Social Justice, Jewish Community Relations Council, United Hebrew Congregation, Congregation Share Emeth, and Central Reform Congregation. See the Jewish Light for more information next week about how to sign up for the bus trip and the cost, including hotel accommodations. For more information or to join the coalition, contact Cheryl Adelstein at cadelstein@jcrcstl.org or NCJW at 314-993-5181. 314-993-5181. Listen to this. Jewish Federation of St. Louis has debuted a new podcast looking at the events of the day in the St. Louis Jewish community. Here for Good is hosted by Karen Schur, Federation's Vice President of Community Engagement. The first three episodes are available at www.jfedstl.org/news-events/hereforgood, or can be downloaded from iTunes. The podcasts include discussions about Federation's search for a new CEO and president, a recent interfaith couple's mission to Israel, and the work of the JDC, an international Jewish humanitarian organization with Jews in the former Soviet Union. Future episodes will feature guests from a broad range of St. Louis Jewish community organizations, congregations, schools, and programs. If you have ideas about interesting people, topics, and events to feature on Here for Good, contact Richard Jackaway at 314-442-3840, 314-442-3840, or rjackaway@jfedstl.org. Take a chance. Chabad at University of Missouri-Columbia is raising money this summer through an online raffle, first prize of which is $10,000.
"We thought this would be an easy summer fundraiser," explained Rabbi Avraham Lapine, director of Chabad at Mizzou. He said proceeds from the raffle, at $36 per ticket, would help fund weekly Shabbat dinners on campus, as well as special holiday dinners and services, and other Jewish programming at the university. "Roughly 600 of Mizzou's 23,000 undergraduate students are Jewish," said Lapine. In addition to the grand prize, second place is a trip for two to Israel. Third place is $1,000, and fourth place is $360. 5 fourth-place winners will be drawn. To enter the raffle and for more information, go to www.jewishtigers.com/raffle. Entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. on July 24th. Jews in the News for July 2019. Three Temple Emanuel High School students have received the Presidential Volunteer Service Award from Mary Institute and St. Louis Country Day School. The award recognizes individuals who have completed substantial community service hours during a 12-month period, or cumulative hours earned over the course of a lifetime. The students are Noah Kleinlehrer, class of 2022, son of Rabbi Elizabeth Hirsch and Robert Kleinlehrer;
the Gold Award. Jane Goldman, Class of 2022, daughter of Elaine and Michael Goldman, the Silver Award. And Bonnie Snyder, Class of 2021, daughter of Martha and Mark Snyder, Bronze Award. Murray Marks of the Marks Law Firm has been elected a Fellow of the American Board of Criminal Lawyers. This board is a national legal honorary society for outstanding criminal trial lawyers. Marks, a member of Congregation Cher Emeth, is the only Fellow to represent the Eastern District of Missouri. Larry Levin is the new Executive Director of Ozark Land Trust, a nonprofit organization that partners with landowners to preserve and protect the nature, history, and heritage of the Ozarks in Missouri and Arkansas. A former publisher, CEO of the Jewish Light, Levin attends Central Reform Congregation. Jonathan Bloom has been promoted to Vice President, Group Leader at Bredo Creative Insight. He manages a group of creative strategists who help clients unlock solutions to their key marketing, communications, and business questions. Bloom is a member of Congregation Temple Israel. Local author Alan Spector has a new book titled Cancer, Balancing Reality and Hope, for the newly diagnosed and those who love them. The book is intended to help patients and loved ones navigate during difficult times. Spector, a member of Cher Emeth, is a 9-year leukemia survivor. A portion of book sales will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Debbie Polinsky has been named president of Nishma, a program of the Jewish Community Center that aims to inspire, engage, and support Jewish women. She attends CRC. Debbie Lefton has been installed as president of J Associates, an organization that raises funds to support a variety of programs at the Jewish Community Center of St. Louis. Her husband, Mike Lefton, chairman and CEO of Metal Exchange Corp., was honored by Variety, the children's charity of St. Louis, with the organization's Variety International Presidential Citation Award. Variety St. Louis submitted this nomination to its international governing body, recognizing Mike Lefton's volunteer work and dedication to the Variety Kids since 2003. The Leftons are members of Cher Emeth. Sally Altman, senior editor of Before Ferguson, Beyond Ferguson, and a CRC member, has been elected president of the Crown Center Board. New board members are Scott Bernstein, Lewis and Clark Ventures, Leah Frankel, a licensed clinical social worker, Leah Frankel Consulting, Cole Rina, Alva Levine, Levine Associates, and Amy E. Bender-Levy, the Marks Law Firm, United Hebrew Congregation. Covenant Place has announced several new staff members. Marianne Shervitz has been named director of the new Mirowitz Center at Covenant Place, which is located on the first floor of the new Covenant II Kahn Family Building. The center offers the community a 19,000-square-foot state-of-the-art venue with a variety of programs and amenities such as classes, programs, health services, special events, community resources, and HJ's Cafe. Shervitz serves as a community ambassador for the center, setting strategy and direction, strategic collaborations, and ownership for the overall customer experience. She attends Cher Emeth. Jennifer Schmitz is the new Chief Operating Officer of Covenant Place. A member of B'nai Amuna, Schmitz is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Covenant Place and its Mirowitz Center, ensuring that they provide high-quality programming, dining, and other services to meet the needs of older adults. Stephen Cohen is Special Events Coordinator at the Mirowitz Center. He will plan high-level programming for the center, which will be open to seniors throughout the community. Cohen attends Young Israel. Susan Kemp-Painen, a member of Temple Israel, is the Volunteer Activity Program Coordinator at the Mirowitz Center. Her responsibilities include providing support for operations and helping to create a welcoming environment for center visitors and volunteers. At the recent Friends of Miriam luncheon, Barbara Silver and Judy Zaft were presented with the Miriam Lifetime Achievement Award for their long-term involvement, including serving as volunteers and board members. Amy Kerrigan received the organization's Fannie Landau Award for Volunteerism, recognizing her longtime work with the Miriam Switching Post, as well as her service as a board member. Zaft attends B'nai Amuna. Silver is a member of Temple Israel. Debbie Chase is the new district liaison and administrative consultant to the University City Education Foundation. She will help grow the foundation's board capacity and its fundraising efforts. Becca Williams has joined the staff at Children's Hospital as a medical social worker in the neurology department. She works with patients and their families, helping them understand their diagnoses and find appropriate resources for ongoing treatment, financial assistance, and housing. Williams belongs to Temple Israel. Julie Zwick is following in the footsteps of her grandfather, Philip Isserman, in serving on the board of directors of MERS Goodwill. Isserman was MERS chairman of the board from the late 1960s to the early 1970s. Zwick, senior consultant for the executive search firm Grant Cooper, is a member of Temple Israel. Alan Zagier has joined Jefferson City-based Tightline Public Affairs as a strategic communications consultant. He will be helping campaigns, businesses, and coalitions to develop and deliver their messages. A member of Shir Hadash Reconstructionist Community, Zagier is also a contributing writer for Missouri Lawyers Media. Parkway Central High School senior Emma Cantor has been elected senior class president of the class of 2020. She was also elected vice president of the PCH chapter of the National Honor Society. Emma is the daughter of Andrea and Brent Cantor and attends Congregation B'nai Amunah. Rich Walkowitz is the new director of growth and protection for TDC Companies, a group of firms focused on wealth and risk management firms. A member of Nusach Harry B'nai Zion, he will help manage, grow, and protect TDC's diverse portfolio of holdings. Barry Wishney has joined the St. Louis Psychiatric Rehabilitation Center as a licensed master clinical social worker. She will be responsible for case management and therapeutic group work in order to help patients acclimate in the hospital and once discharged. Berta Goldgaber has been accepted to the Immigrant's Journey Through the Eyes of Quilters exhibition held at the Mandel JCC in West Hartford, Connecticut through August 30th. She is one of 20 quilters from the United States, Europe, and Israel. Goldgaber attends Base Abraham. Former St. Louisan Haley Levy has been elected to a 3-year term on the Board of Directors of the Jewish Federation of Nashville and Middle Tennessee. She is the Director of Development for Gilda's Club Middle Tennessee, an affiliate of the Cancer Support Community, created in honor of Saturday Night Live comedian Gilda Radner. The man who lost to Netanyahu in 2015 has a plan to unite the Jewish people, by Ben Salas, New York, JTA. When he ran against Benjamin Netanyahu for Israeli Prime Minister in 2015, Isaac Herzog tried to win with moderation and a soft-spoken campaign. He lost the election. Now he is the chairman of the Jewish Agency for Israel, which is tasked with connecting Israel and the Jewish diaspora. And he thinks the strategy that failed him in 2015 can unite the Jewish people today. American Jews, who are largely liberal, have different sensibilities from Netanyahu's right-wing government and its bear hug of President Donald Trump. But even though he says Israelis and American Jews won't see eye to eye on everything, Herzog hopes to bridge that gap through quiet discussions with right-wing Israeli lawmakers and by appealing to a Jewish silent majority he thinks is out there. One of my main objectives in life is to prevent a Jewish split, an irreversible Jewish split, he said last week in an interview at the Jewish Telegraphic Agency's offices here. I don't disregard the fact that young millennials in the United States feel alienated, and I don't disregard the fact that there are winds that are extremely disturbing on both sides. On the other hand, I think there is a silent majority, as you say, within the family that wants the bonding, and we have to strengthen that bonding.